He wanted to get me on video doing those pull-ups, but the pull-ups are just a part of my workout.
Texas linebacker Jordan Hicks.
Well, I wouldn't say that we're better trained because I don't know how the pass receivers were trained. Excuse me. Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if that really has an effect on how the receiver is trained. I think the coaches coach the same way, in my opinion. But I think I can come in and have similar type of production that those guys had. Excuse me. Well, I don't know. I don't really watch much of those other guys, but from what I've heard, they're really great receivers. You know, I just go out there, try to work as hard as I can to be the best that I can. I take good pride in the way I release off the line and coming out of my break. That's really the only two ways you can get open. So I think that's what probably would separate me from someone else. I think I can be more consistent in everything that I do. There were definitely times that, you know, I didn't look the ball all the way through when I should have, which could have propelled me from maybe 200 yards to probably, you know, whatever that catch may have been. Definitely times I could have high-pointed the ball, which could have, again, made my numbers look better. So just consistency in everything that I do. The importance of it? Well, a lot of DBs are really quick. The faster you get out of your break, the more separation you'll have from them.
Who are some of the better DBs
I would say Vernon Hargraves was, you know, really quick, really instinctive, really fast, a real ball hawk. So he's probably the best that I've been against. Oh, Coach Groh is a great coach. He's really specific. He's really diligent in the way that he approaches, the way he wants to teach us. He'll go out and watch a lot of film on other guys, NFL receivers, and come back and try to teach it to us so that we can be the best that we can be. No, I haven't actually. Well, no, I haven't talked to them yet, and I don't know if I have a formal meeting with them yet. But the receiver thing, yeah, it's interesting. I didn't know that. Now, if I go there, it'll be definitely something that I would want to do. You'll see. You'll see.
Amari, every college has that fraternity when you go to the NFL, and you're always, you know, that welcome back to university. And because of that, a lot of guys build relationships with players that are already in the pros. Specifically with your position, Julio Jones, do you have that kind of relationship with him, and are you in contact with him? Any kind of advice, any kind of working out or training?
I've definitely met with him and talked to him a few times. He's given me advice on, you know, what it takes to be a great player, but we don't have that constant connection.
And obviously, Coach Saban just pumps out guys in the NFL, but having Lane Kiffin there, that at all, you feel giving you an advantage as far as the kind of offense that he's running. Do you think you're better understanding of an NFL offensive playbook than having him there for a year?
I think with having Coach Kiffin there, he's moved me around so much that I had no other choice but to have a better understanding of an offensive system.
Do you feel like there's a lot more that you can still tap into and be even better than you were in college?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, I'm only 20 years old. I think I'm one of the youngest players here. So most of those guys are older than me. So I definitely feel like I have a high ceiling and I have a lot to improve on. No, sir.
Thanks, guys.